Strive buys 2,500 BTC to hit 19,000 a day after Strategy sells. Strive said on June 2nd that it bought another 2,500 Bitcoin, lifting its treasury to 19,000 BTC. At the June 2nd price of about 69,076 Sexlers, that purchase is worth roughly $173 million. The buy is notable less for its size than its timing. It came one day after Strategy, the largest corporate holder, disclosed its first sale of Bitcoin since it began accumulating. The split puts two of the most visible names in the corporate Bitcoin trade on opposite sides of the same week. Strive, the asset manager that pivoted into a Bitcoin treasury vehicle, is adding into a falling market. Strategy, which built a holding measured in the hundreds of thousands of coins, has started trimming. CoinDesk reported the Strive purchase, which the company confirmed publicly. A purchase timed against the tape, Bitcoin was not in a comfortable place when Strive disclosed the buy. The price sat near 69,076 as of June 2nd, down 4.22% over 24 hours and 10.25% over the prior 7 days, according to Live Market Data. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 29 in fear territory. Ether traded around 1.73, roughly flat on the day, but off 6.71% on the week. Buying 2,500 coins into that kind of drawdown is a statement of conviction rather than a trade waiting for confirmation. Strive's running total of 19,000 BTC still trails the field by a wide margin, but the pace of accumulation matters to the supply picture. Each large treasury purchase pulls coins off exchanges and into long-term storage, tightening the float available to the rest of the market. The contrast with Strategy a day earlier, Strategy reported selling 32 Bitcoin for about $2.5 million, its first disclosed sale after years of one-directional buying. The amount is tiny against a position that size, and the company framed it as a routine treasury action rather than a change of heart. Still, the symbolism carried. Markets had treated Strategy as a buyer that never sold, and the first crack in that pattern arrived in the same window as Saylor floating the idea of selling Bitcoin to fund the yield on its STRC preferred shares. Set side by side, the two disclosures read as a real divergence in treasury behavior. One operator is using a price dip to add. Another is, for the first time, taking some off. Neither move is large enough on its own to set the price, but together they break the simple treasuries only accumulate narrative that supported much of the 2025 bull case. The supply story reaches past the treasury desk corporate treasury flows feed directly into the price that backs a lot of consumer crypto activity. When the value of Bitcoin or Ether swings 10% in a week, anyone holding a balance on a custodial crypto card feels it in spending power, not just on a portfolio screen. A card funded from a BTC balance buys less the morning after a drawdown like this one. That is part of why the buyer versus seller story is worth watching beyond the treasury desks. Sustained accumulation by large holders has historically dampened volatility by absorbing supply. If marquee buyers start to trim while others keep adding, the net effect on float becomes harder to read and short-term price swings can widen. For users who rely on volatile crypto balances rather than a stablecoin spending setup, wider swings translate into less predictable day-to-day value. It also underlines a custody point. Treasury companies hold their coins in cold storage and answer to shareholders. Users who keep balances with a custodial card provider are exposed to that provider's solvency, not just a price. The 2022 collapses made that lesson expensive. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet shift the counterparty risk back to the user, for better and worse, while removing the freeze-or-lose scenario that comes with a third party holding the keys. The read going into a heavy data week, the Strive buy lands at the start of a U.S. jobs week, with job openings data due before Friday's payrolls report. Macro prints like these have been moving crypto alongside equities, and a market already down double digits on the week has little cushion if the data disappoints. Strive is adding into that uncertainty. Strategy is, in a small way, stepping back from it.